President Biden preemptively pardons General Milley, Anthony Fauci, and January 6 committee members. By Christina Wong on January 20, 2025. President Joe Biden preemptively pardoned former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff retired General Mark Milley, Anthony Fauci, and members of the January 6 committee, with just hours left in his administration. In a statement released Monday morning at 7 a.m., just several hours before President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration, the White House issued a statement from Biden touting them dedicated, selfless public servants. He claimed he believed in the rule of law, but said, "But these are exceptional circumstances, and I cannot in good conscience do nothing." House Oversight Committee Republicans reminded Americans that Biden also pardoned his son Hunter Biden, which the outgoing president had told the country he would not do. Joe Biden will be remembered for using his last few weeks in office to shield his son from the law and protect himself. Senator Jim Banks, RN, posted, "Mark Milley might be pardoned, but we will continue to explore ways to hold him accountable." Biden's statement said in full, "Our nation relies on dedicated, selfless public servants every day. They are the lifeblood of our democracy. Yet alarmingly, public servants have been subjected to ongoing threats and intimidation for faithfully discharging their duties. In certain cases, some have even been threatened with criminal prosecutions, including General Mark A. Milley, Dr. Anthony S. Fauci, and the members and staff of the Select Committee to investigate the January 6 attack on the United States Capitol. These public servants have served our nation with honor and distinction and do not deserve to be the targets of unjustified and politically motivated prosecutions. General Milley served our nation for more than 40 years, serving in multiple command and leadership posts and deploying to some of the most dangerous parts of the world to protect and defend democracy. As chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, he guided our armed forces through complex global security threats and strengthened our existing alliances while forging new ones. For more than half a century, Dr. Fauci served our country. He saved countless lives by managing the government's response to pressing health crises, including HIV/AIDS, as well as the Ebola and Zika viruses. During his tenure as my chief medical advisor, he helped the country tackle a once-in-a-century pandemic. The United States is safer and healthier because of him." On January 6, 2021, American democracy was tested when a mob of insurrectionists attacked the Capitol in an attempt to overturn a fair and free election by force and violence. In light of the significance of that day, Congress established the Bipartisan Select Committee to investigate the January 6 attack on the United States Capitol to investigate and report upon the facts, circumstances, and causes of the insurrection. The Select Committee fulfilled this mission with integrity and a commitment to discovering the truth. Rather than accept accountability, those who perpetrated the January 6 attack have taken every opportunity to undermine and intimidate those who participated in the Select Committee in an attempt to rewrite history, erase the stain of January 6 for partisan gain, and seek revenge, including by threatening criminal prosecutions. "I believe in the rule of law, and I am optimistic that the strength of our legal institutions will ultimately prevail over politics. But these are exceptional circumstances, and I cannot in good conscience do nothing. Baseless and politically motivated investigations wreak havoc on the lives, safety, and financial security of targeted individuals and their families. Even when individuals have done nothing wrong, and in fact have done the right thing, and will ultimately be exonerated, the mere fact of being investigated or prosecuted can irreparably damage reputations and finances. That is why I am exercising my authority under the Constitution to pardon General Mark A. Milley, Dr. Anthony S. Fauci, the members of Congress and staff who served on the Select Committee, and the U.S. Capitol and D.C. Metropolitan Police officers who testified before the Select Committee. The issuance of these pardons should not be mistaken as an acknowledgement that any individual engaged in any wrongdoing, nor should acceptance be misconstrued as an admission of guilt for any offense. Our nation owes these public servants a debt of gratitude for their tireless commitment to our country." Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.